Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, antipsychotics, the first generation typicals, are haloperidol. Now, the indication is for schizophrenia and Tourette's to control the motor movement. It may be given together with short-acting benzodiazepines like lorazepam to control aggressive behavior. Now, common side effects that are normal are the dystonic behavior found in extrapyramidal symptoms, or EPS. So, dystonia, or basically spasms and muscle contractions of the neck and face and tongue. Guys, these are not life-threatening, so there's no need to report to the HCP. Now, the big key point here and the killer adverse effect, write this down, NMS, neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Now, guys, this is a huge life-threatening condition. Basically, it's a potential life-threatening reaction most often seen with typical antipsychotics like haloperidol. So think hal neuro for haloperidol and neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Now, the key signs to look for, write these down. High fever and diaphoresis, or basically sweating, change in mental status, muscle rigidity, as well as tremors. Now, the priority action here is to hold the haloperidol, assess the patient, and immediately notify the HCP. So, do not wait 30 minutes. Guys, don't document. Notify the HCP immediately. Now, the NCLEX will try and trick you, so don't get tricked. NMS is a complication of haloperidol and not of hydrochlorothiazide. Now, thiazide and hydrochlorothiazide indicates that it's a diuretic. This was a very commonly chosen distractor on a lot of question banks. Now, for second-generation atypical antipsychotics, we have clozapine and risperidone. Now, again, the indication is for schizophrenia and schizoaffective disorders, specifically in clients that have not responded to other antipsychotics. Now, some common side effects, which no need to report. We have weight gain, so we teach clients about weight management, and also hypersalivation, or basically drooling. And a big one here is sedation, but it usually improves with increased tolerance. Now, the major side effects, guys, to write down. Agranulocytosis, or basically low WBCs and low immunity, aka leukopenia and decreased neutrophils. So just think that we get increased infection. And the memory trick here is clozapine zaps those WBCs. So key points to write down here. Sore throat, fever, and flu-like symptoms. Guys, the priority action, immediately report to the HCP. Now lastly, a big contraindication is patients with dementia. So we never give clozapine, which will actually increase mortality in dementia patients. So guys, a big HESI question was, which med order for dementia requires intervention by the nurse? And the answer was risperidone. So guys, remember, risperidone we remove from dementia with risperidone or risperidone. Now, ziprasidone hydrochloride, brand name Geodon. The indication is for bipolar mania or acute psychosis with agitation. Now, the major adverse effects are seizures, but cardiac issues are more common. So guys, big key point here, hypotension, and we monitor for widened QT intervals, which can lead to cardiac arrest and then death. So monitor the ECG and BP closely. And the memory trick here is ziprasidone or ziprasidone. So it's done prolonged your QT waves and done dropped your blood pressure. So that's how you remember it.